blessed, feeling blessed and thankful. You know, I want to thank Questy, Coach O'Connell, Coach Flores, and the Wood family for, you know, taking a chance on me and picking me up in the 17th. And I want to, you know, thank my grandfather. You know, wish him the best. You know, he's not here right now. He's in Tallahassee right now. He couldn't afford to make it. You know, I just want to give him a shout out. I mean, you know, I'm just happy to be a Minnesota Viking. You know, I'm just ready to get to work. You know, ready for the opportunity, thankful for the opportunity too. You know, and just excited regardless. So yeah. I'm gonna be realistic. I'm gonna say Nick Bosa. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah, Nick Bosa, all right. I'm very excited. You know, I'm very familiar with Coach Flores and his history of being a defensive coordinator and, you know, and the coach as well. But I'm excited to get to work too. Yeah, so. You said it yourself, a dog from South Florida, but a football junkie. You know, a person that's all about football. You know, and a person that's gonna try and be the best teammate, and that's gonna put his best effort forward. You know, and be the best person to his teammates. I mean, you know, having a grandfather like the grandfather I did. You know, all grandfathers are wise for sure. They always try and steer you in the right direction for sure. You know, always know, they always way more wise than you. They done been there and done that for sure. But you know, that's my guy for sure. You know, my grandfather's my guy. You know, I talk to him weekly, sometimes daily. But you know, really, I wish he was here right now. Oh, this is the So this is a shout out to my guy Soto and Company. All silk. 100% silk, green suit with the gold buttons and the gold tie. So, yeah, appreciate it. I mean, yeah, you know, so I didn't actually, when I started playing football, I wasn't a defenseman. I was a receiver, running back. So, you know, running out and playing in space, you know, that's how I started out playing football. But, you know, I feel like driving back is fun. You know, just playing football in general is fun to me. So, but, you know, whatever Coach Flores, you know, puts up on the board, you know, I'm going to write it down in my notes and study it. So.
What does it mean that the Vikings traded so much to get you and had the confidence to trade up to get you? And how do you plan to contribute to the Minnesota Vikings as you begin your NFL career?
I mean, honestly, you know, it does mean a lot knowing that they traded up to come get me. But it just shows that, you know, how much love that they have for me and stuff like that. But, you know, it's reciprocates. You know, I have a lot of love for that coaching staff and that organization. So, you know, I'm very excited to be a Minnesota Viking. You know, I'm going to be the best Viking I possibly can, you know, every single day in the facility. I wouldn't really say it was a specific lesson, but, like, probably just, like, the day-to-day habits that were built at the University of Alabama to kind of form that discipline and character that kind of developed from my freshman till now. And so, you know, I feel like, you know, just the day-to-day life of being a student athlete and being held at that standard at the University of Alabama kind of, you know, kind of set the tone. Oh, that's my guy. So, you know, David, you know, he had me a great place to train at before the combine, you know, interview preps, just experience, you know, just had me seeing a lot of things, you know, at the next level. And, you know, and talking to people as well and connecting with people. So I feel like, you know, David helped me a lot in this process.
Dallas, JC mentioned that you and him would put $20 on one-on-one
drills. Okay, who won? I never got my money took, I'll tell you that. So I never had to send that, I'll say that. Probably after that freshman season, it kind of hit of what I could really do. From after what I did my freshman season, I kind of realized what I had on the table and what I could really do. And so, you know, just went harder. Honestly, just learn as much as I possibly can and just be a sponge and, you know, just be open to all information given, you know, just to try and get as much knowledge as I possibly can, you know, just having this fresh new start, you know, in the NFL and stuff like that. But really just and being the best teammate possible, too, you know, understanding and learning the guys in the locker room, you know, and just picking each other's brain and, you know, and just getting game from each other. You know, I'm going to be 21, so, you know, you get a lot of knowledge from a lot of the older guys. So. Huh? Oh man, it was a blessing. I almost cried for JC when he got drafted. But you know, seeing my brothers get drafted, you know, it's just a very beautiful feeling knowing that she went to war with those guys for years. And you know, me and JC Locke was right next to each other, so you know, I got to see him every day, and to see him grow every day. And so you know, it's just a blessing, honestly. You know, just a. Oh, JC's a dog for sure. He's a football player. You know, he's a competitor first and foremost. But a very highly competitor that's willing to win and do whatever he needs to do and get the job done. So. Three words, you said? A competitive player. Yeah. Appreciate y'all. So.